Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Unbelievably, this judge appointed by Trump, who is a Democrat, but he appointed her, Immergold, Judge Immergold. Okay, first of all, let me explain where these judges come from. Okay, these judges are Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, giving Donald Trump a list. Hey, this is who we're willing to appoint. Those are open borders senators. Okay, that's how this works. This is who we're willing to appoint for you. Here's five for you to choose from. That's how this has gone. And that's why so many of Trump's picks were so horrific during the last term, because who was picking them? Liberal open borders Republicans like Lindsey Graham. Thank God he's leaving. What a disaster, Mitch McConnell. So we're still living through some of that. But what this judge did here was extremely dirty. And it's going to get reversed. Let me explain why. Trump was raging at the judge, saying, look, you know, these cities are burning. They're attacking ICE agents. What are you doing? The judge, Immergut, held the hearing on Friday, did not give the Trump Department of Justice an opportunity to file a response, which is a common practice in the Trump era. That's what these judges do. They'll put a rule that they will open the case rule. And then Trump finds out about it in the media. They don't even have time. They're not even given a chance to respond, right?
Doesn't even sound ethical, does it?
No, it's not. It's more insurrection. It's just the judicial side right. of it. But here's the thing that's very interesting about what she did, okay? That you can see in a ruling. And you can see why she's going to get reversed, okay? She's just trying to protect the cartels and the open borders. She's a Democrat. She's a Democrat. So here's the problem with what she did, okay? She admits in her ruling that he has a right to deploy the guard, particularly if ICE agents or other federal officers are in mortal danger or to put down an insurrection. This is both, but this situation is both of these. So she admits that in her ruling. He's not doing anything unconstitutional. She just says in her personal robed opinion that things are not serious enough yet for him to send in the guard. So I don't know how a judge can tell a president how serious the situation is to send in the guard, especially when that judge has not granted his Department of Justice a chance to even respond. So what she was doing was quoting media reports, which are full of lies, and saying, well, you know, these protests are, quote, mostly peaceful. Where have we heard that before?
Well, that would usually be considered as hearsay evidence, wouldn't it?
Yes, it's hearsay evidence. So only the commander in chief can decide this. And she admits that. He's not doing anything unconstitutional. She just feels it's not. I mean, I guess what she wants, a couple ICE agents dead first. I don't know. I mean, we've already had a guy, a left-wing loon, open fire on an ICE facility in Texas. So understand, she did this Friday. They had no chance to respond. And then over the weekend, you saw the attempted, I think, quite frankly, assault, if not murder, of ICE agents. First getting boxed in, then having to shoot their way out of it. Then the Chicago PD does not respond. But you know who does respond is more Black Bloc thugs. When the ICE agents try to respond because the PD won't come, because they've been ordered by the Democrat leadership not to, when ICE tries to respond to help them out, that second vehicle is also rammed and surrounded by liberal lunatics. All of that happened over the weekend, okay? This judge is not willing to hear any of it. And that's what she was appointed to do. It's why the Republican leadership picked her. They aren't really Republican. They never have been. So that's where we are with that. And then it gets worse over the weekend. Trump brilliantly, and I love how he plays hardball, says, okay, if you're not going to let me send in the Oregon National Guard, then by God, I'm going to send in the California National Guard. So he sends them in. The judge says he's defying her order. And then he says, fine, I'll send the Texas National Guard. And of course, Abbott is, you know, I fully authorized the president to call up the 400 members of the Texas National Guard to ensure safety for federal officials. You can either fully enforce protection for federal employees or get out of the way and let Texas Guard do it. Good for him. So he's sending them up there. As Judge Immergut pretends none of this has happened, that pretends that, and if you're just tuning into the show, this is shockingly, I mean, absolutely shocking. You've got to see this in the New York Post. Democrats lying and saying, we didn't hold back the police. Not us. No, no, we would never. I mean, and hold back the police when ICE agents are surrounded and they're trying to secure the scene of a shooting? Because 10 cars ram them and surround it? You know how terrifying that would be?
Oh, I'm surprised at the restraint shown by the federal agents.
They have to. They can't shoot back. They can't. And these protesters know it. They know after months and months and months in Portland and Chicago, they know the police aren't coming, Lee. They know that locally. And as Stephen Miller pointed out this weekend, you know, Trump's deputy chief of staff, he said, listen, the problem that we have, there are more police in the state of Oregon than there are FBI agents in the entire country for us to send in. We need the help of the police. We need to be able to call them. But what we caught them doing this weekend, and they didn't think it would leak, some patriot inside the dispatch center leaked the audio and the order that also went out in writing that 30 ICE agents were surrounded and not to send any response. New York Post got it and verified it. So did Bill Malusian, Fox News. So they lied. No, 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 not us. Of course we send the police. No. The chief patrol officer had forbidden them. They wanted to respond to helping the ICE agents. We've never seen this in America before. This is new. And to do that when you know darn well, because Kristi Noem, head of Department of Homeland Security, is on TV, that you've also got cartel members putting bounties on really effective ICE agents now, $10,000 for a kill, $2,000 for a kidnapping. Think about this for a minute. You're in danger on the streets of America in these Democrat areas. There'll be no help for you. If the cartel wants to kidnap you and they're going to torture you when they get you, you're on your own. Think about what's happened this weekend. This happened this weekend, okay? So I leave the show on Friday and I say, are we going to get to the point where we've got dead ICE agents, we've got ICE agents bleeding out, they need ambulances, they need police protection, they're in a shootout, and what, local police don't come, ambulance doesn't come, are we going to get there? And I was thinking maybe months from now. I didn't think by Monday, but that's what just happened. Thank God nobody was hurt here except the woman who pulled the gun and tried to shoot the ICE agents. They had to gun her down. Mm-hmm. And that's what the police wanted to respond to. ICE called 911, the agents, and said, help us secure the scene. We've had to shoot our way out of this blockade that they had. They got rammed, they got surrounded. Police don't come. That's homicidal. That is the Democrats wanting dead ICE agents. There's no other way to take that. It's very simple to understand. It's not hard. It's not complex. It's not a constitutional crisis is that judge says, oh, we could cause a constitutional crisis. What's going to cause a constitutional crisis is dead ICE agents. Because then it's going to have to be, then it's going to have to get real. We're going to need the military in the streets to fight the cartels and the Democrats. But then I repeat myself. Lee, can you see now? Can all of you see? I've been like a broken record for like, oh gosh, over a year now. The cartels are merging with the Democrats. Yeah. I've said it for two years. Mm-hmm. Cartels are merging with Democrats. Cartels are merging with Democrats. They are one. You can't tell one begins and the other ends. You're seeing it right now.
It sure sounds like Mexico, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what this is, where the police are corrupt and they're owned by the cartels and they don't respond. This is why in Mexico, you can hang headless bodies off bridges. No one's coming for you. And apparently in Democrat areas too now. I mean, this is where we are. So Trump has got to go in and has got to put this down. But he is. And the good news is, don't let this make you mad. Here's why. What you're seeing is desperation, Lee. Absolute desperation.
Yeah, by the local Democrats. Yeah.
Yes. Why? Because they didn't think Trump would get all these illegals out. He has deported 2 million in 250 days. He's going to get them all. And what is being ripped out right now? This is the thousand. We got 1,000 illegal immigrants with criminal records in Midway Blitz. That's just in the Chicago area, Lee. Not illegals who have a record because they broke the law coming here. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about literal criminal records, child sex trafficking, sex offender registries, violent assaults, methamphetamine trafficking, drug trafficking. These are the cartel networks. Trump is going in and ripping them out by the roots. And Lee, the Democrats have no way to replenish these networks because guess what? The military's sitting on the border. They can't get them back in. He's ripping out the infrastructure of their voter drive inside the country. And that is why you are seeing the Democrats resort to helping the cartels and these black bloc thugs to violence. They have nothing else but we're going to beat and kill ICE agents. That's where they are. We'll terrify their families. We'll dox them. We'll stalk them. This is a civil war. You're watching the civil war. But you're watching it get this violent because Trump is winning.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17 point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of people don't know that federal spending from the beginning of COVID to the end of COVID nearly doubled. It was supposed to be temporary. Remember, we printed all that cash to pay people to stay home for it. Then we learned apparently no reason because it actually made COVID worse. But we did it because we're dumb and we had to listen to Fauci for some reason and not the actual CDC director, Robert Redfield, who's like, no, we don't need to do this. For some reason, Fauci was anointed as the voice we should listen to, even though he was just a mid-level bureaucrat, not even the CDC director. Who outranked him? It could only be Fauci and nobody else. So we had to shut the entire economy down. Trump's most formidable weapon in that election. And it worked. And Trump did it to himself, in all fairness. He anointed Fauci and stood by his side, giving him credibility. Should have shut him down. Federal spending doubled because then we had to pay everybody to stay home, stupidly. Well, the problem with that is once you start to spending, if you pull it back, it causes the economy to collapse. You could pull it back gradually. If you did it all at once, it would be a shock to the system. And so what was billed as temporary is ongoing. And Cheryl Cassone actually acknowledged this on Fox Business this morning. Maybe she felt okay with it. Because we don't speak true things in this country very much, especially not about the bankruptcy we're heading into, because we are. But she probably maybe felt a little more comfortable since even the Wall Street Journal acknowledged where we are over the weekend. This is so rarely spoken of. Take a listen.
So there's a great piece in the Journal this morning, what's at stake in the government shutdown. If governments get their way, pandemic spending will become permanent and bankruptcy gets closer. Remember, big picture, what Chuck Schumer wants to do is add back $1.5 trillion in spending. This reverses 150% of what was cut from the Big Beautiful Bill and the Act, excuse me. And this is just a fraction of the overspending that the government is doing. Fiscal responsibility in Washington, which I know seems to be, I don't know why I'm saying that.
A dirty phrase.
I mean, I sometimes you just want to kind of give up. But look, what Schumer wants to do, it rewards Medicaid, it rewards Obamacare, it's the subsidies, the coverage of the subsidies. We've got to get back to pre-pandemic spending.
Yeah, we do. And so she's actually admitting this. And you're talking about Schumer wanting to add back the $1.5 trillion. Folks, that was actually cut here. Here's what's crazy. That would be on top of the Big Beautiful Bill, the largest spending package initiative in history. Never seen anything bigger than that. We actually blew past the Democrats with it. And he wants $1.5 trillion more. I know. It's just, you know, at this point, look, Schumer knows what she's saying. They just want to bankrupt the government. Yeah, that's it at this point. They just want it to happen on Trump's watch. They're economic arsonists. That's all it is. So, folks, when you hear what they actually want to spend the money on, Senator John Kennedy over the weekend was talking about, okay, they want to put it back, the $1.5 trillion. What are we talking about? What is AOC demanding? Take a listen.
Basically, President Trump just said, we want you to take some stuff out of the budget that we think is wasteful. And we did. And that upset the Congresswoman. She's entitled to be upset if she wants to. But that really upset the socialist wing of the party. And so we took out, and here's what they want us to put back in. We found that under President Biden, they were spending $3 million for circumcisions and vasectomies in Zambia. We took that out. The Congresswoman says, we're going to shut down government until you put that back in. We found $500,000 of American taxpayer money for electric buses in Rwanda. We found $3.6 million for pastry cooking classes and dance focus groups for male prostitutes in Haiti. I kid you not. I'm not making this up. That was in the budget under President Biden. We took it out. Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez in the socialist wing, the loon wing of the Democratic Party, says we're going to shut down government until you put it back in. I'll just read you a few more that we took out. They are demanding we put back in. $6 million for media organizations for the Palestinians. $833,000 for transgender people in Nepal. $300,000 for a pride parade in Lesotho. $882,000 for social media mentorship in Serbia. $4.2 million. We took it out. The Congresswoman and the socialist wing of their party says we've got to put that back in for that open government. $4.2 million for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex people in the Western Balkans and Uganda. I could spend the rest of the afternoon here. We took all that out. It upset Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez. It upset the socialist wing of her party. And now that wing of her party and the congresswoman are threatening all other Democrats and saying, you've got to shut that government down until we get what we want. And part of what they want is to add this kind of stuff back into the bill. And that's what this fight is all about.
It is, folks. And the Democrats, you know, first of all, Marco Rubio said most of those grants, 90% of the money never leaves Washington. So that it look, this is just to pay off all their friends. They're terrified Americans will be able to keep their own money. Here's Joy Reid explaining this. She's a Democrat, former MSNBC anchor.
Is that if you go back before the 20th century, there were no income taxes, there were no regulations on business. You could earn as much money as you want, leave 100% of it to your children with no taxes.
Right.
That's the world they want back. And to get it back, they need society to change. They need people to be less modern. They need people to want fewer things.
By people to want fewer things, she means Democrats who run NGOs and get paid off with that money. He just described. So good. We're actually having a fight about this instead of rolling over and funding it like we had done for decades, including the first year of Mike Johnson's term. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the father of Logan Federico made national news. Testifying before a congressional committee, the absolute heartbreak of losing his daughter, who I think we've demonstrated on this show, honestly, our judges in state legislature, in particular, a handful of judges who we named, might as well have pulled the trigger. As the world reels from what happened to Arena Zaruska at the hands of DeCarlos Brown, you pointed out, Alexander Dickey, who murdered Logan Federico, blows his record away. Why? A lot of folks upset that DeCarlos Brown, before he murdered, brutally murdered Arena Zaruska, had a bunch of dismissed charges, a ton of them actually, but most of them were misdemeanors, charges that didn't carry a lot of time in prison. Well, Alexander Dickey had 70 charges, including 25 felony convictions. He'd been sentenced to 30 years in prison here in South Carolina. 3-0. 30 years in prison across 4 cases. Why wasn't he there? Well, because judges suspend sentences in this state. It's only really supposed to be used on a first charge. Okay, this is your first felony armed robbery. Go straight. We'll suspend the sentence. Yes, we're going to sentence you. Yes, we're going to make you a felon, but you don't actually have to go to prison. You can leave the courtroom. But you've got to comply with all of the judge's dictates. So that might be substance counseling, regularly meeting with your parole officer. You don't get to go out and rob another bank. But in South Carolina, the judges suspend the sentence. Everybody, wink, wink, nod, nods. And then guess what? You went out and robbed a bank. And then the next judge goes, here, have another suspended sentence. And the first judge, who can send you to prison, just doesn't, pretends not to know you're out robbing banks. It's creating a more violent criminal justice atmosphere. I've been on this for 11 years than you'll find in Charlotte or even Blue City. So we're going to hear from her father at 8. I can't wait to hear from him. It's just an absolute outrage. And folks, this is because what happens in our legislature is that Republicans, who really are Democrats, they just run as Republicans in this state, they appoint liberal judges. They love them, some liberal judge. Why? Because in our legislature, one of the things that makes our legislature so profoundly corrupt compared to others is because these law firms have figured out that they can buy themselves a legislator or send one of their lawyers to run. They'll raise hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then they pick the judges. See, in South Carolina, it's one of just two states in the nation where the judges aren't elected. They are elected, but they're elected by the legislature. In normal environments, the people elect the judges. And so we could take out a judge who says, you know what, 30 years in prison, what, you were just going to let you out, no matter how many burglaries, armed robberies you commit, like Alexander Dickey did. So we have no ability to take these judges out at the ballot box here. We cannot defeat them. Worse, the legislators who pick them are picked themselves to pick liberal judges. So that when those big law firms go before the judge sees them, he knows he better suspend that sentence. They'll be going to prison. Oh, and he better rule if it's a civil case or a family court case, he better rule on the side of whatever lawyer is with the legislators. The legislator who appoints the judge, he's not going to appoint again. And so we have one of the worst criminal justice atmospheres in this country. This is why, and I've been on this since I got here. This is why If you look at South Carolina, every single year, 11 years I've been here, we are number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. We're always in the top five. Some years we're number one or number two, drunk driving fatalities per capita. This is why. There's these law firms, they all do drunk driving arrests. It's cash cow for them. And if you hire the firm of the state legislators who appointed judges, guess what? Oh, drunk driving ain't no big thing here. Go ahead. Yeah, no, we'll just suspend the sentence. It's no big deal. Have a good day. Want a beer? Would you like a beer? Yeah, you can go down the street and get one. Don't worry about it. It's cool. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you know, maybe not drink it while you drive. Although if you do, we're fine with it. We're good. I want to be a judge again. So I can tell all my friends at the country club I'm a judge. So for those of you who are seeing this, it's been a national news story. This judge's home, $1.5 million home on Edisto Island. And her husband is a Democrat state legislator. What's she doing on the bench? Like I said, we hired Democrat judges because they let everybody go. And that's very profitable for the law firms, the right law firms who hire the legislators who really aren't Republicans. They're just crooked. So her home exploded. She was out walking her dog on the beach and her husband narrowly escaped. She recently ruled against Donald Trump. Trump's DOJ is rightly trying to get voter rolls turned over to it so they can go find the illegal immigrants, the dead and fake voters, and then force us to remove them. Democrats don't want to remove them because how else will they elect Lindsey Graham? Duh. And other Democrats. So she just recently ruled that the DOJ cannot have the voter rolls, at least not officially have the voter rolls and the voter registration histories. Because then they're going to find the fake voters, the illegal immigrant voters, and all the fraud and corruption. You can't do that. So her, the media's theory is that this is a Trump MAGA terrorist that has blown up her house. Me, personally, I was more interested in how do judges in South Carolina, how do you have a $1.5 million home? Like, that's super duper weird. But then you find out her husband's been a legislator. You're like, makes sense. Anyway, that's the implication that the mainstream media is running with. This must have been a firebombing by a MAGA terrorist. You know, January 6th and all. Was there any evidence of that? No. They've never needed any evidence for a good hoax, so. We're glad that the two of them escaped and are fine. We don't want anybody's home hurt. We don't want anybody hurt. We're not like the Democrats. But that's what's going on. Coming up at 8 a.m., we'll hear from Logan Federico's father. I have a couple questions for him. It was the lie of the week last week. Illegals? Nah, they don't get Medicaid. It's just Trump's lying. His illegals don't get no Medicaid. Here's the Democrats' leader, Hakeem Jeffries, lying again over the weekend. Well, federal law says illegals can't have Medicaid, so they must not be on it. Never mind how many reports the Congressional Budget Office does saying they are on it. Over a million families.
Now, federal law clearly prohibits the expenditure of taxpayer dollars to provide health care to undocumented immigrants, period, full stop.
Sure.
And no Democrat on Capitol Hill is trying to change that law.
No, it's not like this happened last year with Kamala Harris.
The bill also says, quote, every individual who is a resident of the United States is entitled to benefits for health care services under this act. Not every individual who's a citizen, but every individual who's a resident. Mm-hmm. So you support giving universal health care, Medicare for all, to people who are in this country illegally?
Let me just be very clear about this. I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being from access to public safety, public education, or public health, period.
Well, except ICE agents, they want to deny them public safety. But anyway, whatever. This last week, Democrat Senator Jeanne Shaheen.
I haven't heard anybody in my party saying that illegal immigrants should get access to the health insurance marketplace.
I'm so glad you said that. Actually, I have some tape of your Democratic Party members saying this on the debate stage. So they've all said, and let's play the clip.
A lot of you have been talking tonight about these government health care plans that you've proposed in one form or another. This is a show of hands question, and hold them up for a moment so people can see. Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Yeah, so it's everybody. It's literally everybody. Well, over the weekend, oldie but a goodie, before the media knew that they need to lie about this back in May, you can see this on my X feed, you get a kick out of it. Newsweek published a map of the 14 states, all Democrat, that offer Medicaid to illegal immigrants. Now, how is that possible? If it's not going on. I don't know. Let's read the bill and find out. Oh, look, it says part of Donald Trump's budget legislation, the big, beautiful bill, will punish the 14 states that currently, oh, there it is, offer health coverage to people in the U.S. illegally. Weird. So they're saying there's Medicaid being given by the states and the big, beautiful bill ended it. Huh. I guess they didn't know back in May that they would need to lie. They really should scrub this off the internet. Anyway, it talks about the way that that is funded is with reimbursement payments. You know, the ones the Democrats shut the government down to get back for their illegal immigrant voter. I mean, friends, they can't even lie straight, I swear. How do you lie in the internet era? Here, I'm holding it up on my video. Look at this. This is a headline, Newsweek. Liberal Newsweek. Map shows 14 states offering health coverage to illegals, and it is federal Medicaid spending. They get reimbursed for it, or they did till Trump ended it. They just lie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.